Hi guys, happy Thursday and welcome back to Be the Main Character with Bianca. I hope you're having a great week so far. Happy April. It's a new month. A new month starting on a Monday is something absolutely magical. So I hope you're having an amazing start to your April. We are supposed to be getting a snowstorm overnight. It was actually supposed to start today and it didn't. It's raining and it's supposed to start at like 3 or 4 a.m. this upcoming Thursday. And we'll see if it actually happens. I'm curious if we'll actually get all the snow that they're talking about. I have my doubts just because it's really not that cold. And I just have my doubts. I don't trust the weathermen anymore. I would really just love if after all this fuss, we could just get like above 50s here on out until actual spring and then summer. Like that's my request to Mother Nature because I'm sick of the snow. I'm sick of the rain. I'm trying to embrace it. But like honestly, I'm over it. I just loved doing a spring episode last weekend. It got me in such a spring mood and got me so excited, thinking of things and dates I want to do. And it's just been gross and just so dark and gloomy. And trying to embrace it the best I can any day that it's been, you know, in better weather or that I've been able to go outside and walk, I have been. It's just majority of the time it has not been weather that is walking weather, which is okay. On a bright side, obviously I sound much better than I did last week. My allergies are so much better, thank God. Also, so random, but over the past couple days this week, I've been re-watching The Hunger Games. So a couple months ago, I was re-watching The Hunger Games, and then by the time I noticed they were on Netflix, they were literally taking them down within a few days. So I only got through like 1.5 out of the 4 movies. And then randomly, I saw that they put all of them back on Netflix. So I picked up where I left off last time and I've been watching them. I don't know why Hunger Games is like an awful comfort movie, but I love those movies and I think it's because I love those books so much. And it's just been like rainy and it's been just like movie weather. So right now, I think I'm on the last movie. I think I'm on Mockingjay Part 2. And I have not watched the new movie. I think it's called A Song of Ballads and Birds. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not looking it up right now. I never read that book. I don't even remember that book coming out. So I'm debating on reading the book before I watch the movie. But I really want to watch the movie. So I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated. So this week's episode is a pretty niche topic, but it's something that I really wanted to do an episode on because if anyone's going into nursing school or thinking about going into nursing school, or if anyone in high school is listening to this, or anyone that's thinking about switching majors or their undergrad is in something like biology or something like that and they're thinking of switching into nursing after or post-grad or doing like an accelerated program, I just wanted to make this podcast for those people just to give some light and advice on my absolute essentials for nursing school, which is the name of this episode, Nursing School Essentials. So I'm just going to go through it. And if you're like, this doesn't pertain to me at all, but you're still listening, I think it's just a fun listen to see into someone else's work life or what their schooling was like and how it may differ from your own, or maybe you're just curious. So let's get into it with my number one essential, which is a stethoscope. Obviously, you're going to usually require this for nursing school. But this one is essential because there is a specific one I recommend. My stethoscope is the Lippmann cardiology stethoscope, and this is going to be, and I think should be, your biggest investment when it comes to supplies for nursing school. And it's because you're going to use it so much. You're going to use it for like majority of your career. You're going to keep it forever, and it's something you're going to need all the time. So it's worth the investment, especially to taking blood pressures for the first time or anything like that. You're going to use it for bowel sounds, lung sounds. There's just so much that you're going to use your stethoscope for, so it's really worth making this your big investment. And going right along with that, I recommend getting a case for your stethoscope just to keep it safe. especially if you're going to be throwing it in like a clinical bag or just throwing it in your car or whatever. I really don't recommend keeping your stethoscope in your car. I know a lot of people put it on their rear view mirror. And why I do not recommend leaving it in your car is because I've heard stories of when your car gets too cold, your stethoscope can crack. And then if your car gets too hot, it can like melt the outside of it. So honestly, I don't recommend just like throwing it and keeping it in your car. I recommend keeping it in a case and keeping it either at your locker at work, or in this case, we're talking about nursing school. So just keeping it, you know, in your house or someplace safer than your car. And then additionally, just keeping it in a case to keep it nice and safe, less likely to lose it. And then an additional step I had on my stethoscope. So mine was actually a gift from my grandparents, who were both nurses. And they actually engraved my Lippman with my first and last name on it, which was a really nice touch at first. But then I realized once I was in nursing school how helpful that actually was, because I have a navy Lippman. It's a pretty common color to have, and a lot of people have it. And just to be able to look at mine and know that it's engraved with my name, I didn't confuse it with anyone else's. And if it got lost, it has my name on it. And also, taking yourself out of nursing school for a second, when you're in a situation like a code, I've watched this happen before at work. You take anyone's stethoscope that's nearby to do whatever you have to do within that code. And I've seen people completely lose or trade stethoscopes or not know where theirs is, or someone picks theirs up by mistake. And this just eliminates that from happening because your name is on it. So it's also good for those situations. And this is not just a nursing school assessment. This is obviously just a career investment, because you're going to use this every single day at work. So like I said, let this be your biggest investment when it comes to nursing supplies. This next one is actually food related. So high protein snacks and fast or easy meal prep. So my program was an accelerated nights and weekend program, and it was long hours. I had a 45 minute commute, and it was heavy. It was intense, and I was out of my house more than I was in my house. And I was also working as a tech on a med-surg floor. So between working that job and being in school full time, I was very much on the go, very busy, but still really wanted to have good nutrition. I would say probably the first couple months of nursing school, my nutrition just wasn't the best, just because I just didn't have readily available things, and I was just kind of letting the stress get to me. And you're already stressed out enough in nursing school, so if your nutrition can be something constant and very good and fueling, that's going to be great. So honestly, just keeping like protein bars and healthy snacks, and just like, for example, I always had a lot of like protein shakes with coffee in them, or I had snack plates that were meal prepped. Anything simple and easy like that, high protein, some veggies, maybe some hummus, peanut butter, nuts, low sodium deli meat, hard-boiled eggs, just keeping things like that around that are, like I said, easy to grab, don't take a lot of prep time, but will also keep you fueled is just so important. We're just making sure that portion of life is good, because sometimes I was getting out of school, well, not sometimes, about 4 days a week I was getting out of school at 10 p.m., had a 45-minute drive home. I always had a protein bar or some kind of snack ready for me on the drive home, so I wouldn't binge or do anything crazy when I got home or be just absolutely starving, and this helped me so much. So I went to school during COVID time, so I don't know if this one is absolutely essential anymore, but I mean, COVID is still around and just all types of precautions are around, so I'm going to include this one anyways because I think it's just nice to have. So glasses that are goggles, or they're also called, like the name brand of them are called Stoggles, which are basically just normal glasses, but they have the edges to them so that they are considered precaution for your eyes. And this is so you don't have to wear the full face shield, or you don't have to wear the goggles or glasses that are provided for you, which the ones I was provided with at school didn't fit my face at all. Like literally, if I looked down, they fell off my face, and I had to wear these at work anyways instead of wearing the face shield. So It was just something I invested in. Super cheap. You can get them in like 3 packs on Amazon. I'll have this, pretty much everything I talk about is already linked because I did a TikTok video on this a while ago. So I will still have that on my Amazon storefront. It's just my nursing essentials. Those are just so easy to just keep on your head, even if you're not in a precaution room. And then making the transition from a normal room to a precaution room just so much easier, rather than having to go like find your face shield or something like that, and just having them on your head ready to go. This is so helpful, not only at clinical, but also in my tech job. So honestly, just recommend it. You're probably going to come across a COVID or some type of precaution patient in your clinical, so it's just better to be prepared and have it ready on you. My next one is small notepads. I literally got these at the dollar store or Target in like a 3-pack. Little tiny notepads. I'm not saying like a full-on notebook. That's just not practical for clinical. So I brought these to clinical and kept them in my scrub pocket and would just use them for things like vitals, assessments, notes, or things I wanted to remember for post-clinical discussion. If I had meds I knew I was giving my patient, just a quick refresher on the medication, if I was asked about it. So anything like that, it was honestly so helpful. And it's just easier to look over quickly before. I don't know if you guys have to do this in your program or if you will have to, but we had to give report off to the nurse that we had the patient for. So whoever's patient you had for the night, you had to give report off to that nurse. And so this was really helpful to just quickly look back at so I didn't forget anything. And all my notes were there. And then when I had to write my post-clinical notes, I had all my notes right there. It was really easy to look back on rather than trying to just remember it all. Honestly, it's so helpful, so needed. And realistically, on clinical, you're probably not going to have a clipboard on the floor quite yet. You barely have space as it is on the floor. So honestly, just having something in your pocket rather than trying to carry something around and keep track of that with patient information on it is just it's just so much better to just have in your pocket and be small and compact. The next one, which is usually a requirement of most nursing schools, is just a watch with a second hand. Personally, I have a specific one on my Amazon storefront. It's white and I didn't really know the material of it, but it's easy to clean. Just very clean, simple looking. And why it's important to have a watch with the second hand is so that you can count respirations and pulse. My nursing school didn't allow us to wear our watch at clinical because they also didn't allow phones at clinical. And obviously that's the same thing. And they obviously specifically wanted a watch with a second hand because there'd be no other way that you'd be able to count respirations and pulse. So just having one that's really simple, really easy to clean is super important. My next one is trauma shears. So you're going to use trauma shears for so much more than cutting a patient out of their clothes during an actual trauma. Trauma shears you're going to use all the time when you're opening dressing kits, or just there's so many things that need to be open that require scissors, and just having trauma shears is just so helpful, and also just prepares you that if you are in a trauma situation, you are prepared. But mostly I used my trauma shears for dressings, cutting gauze. I did so many dressing changes for my clinical, and for dressings especially, you want things to be very exact. Typically you're not going to use the entire dressing. Usually you cut it and form it to the wound itself because you don't want it to be excess or overflowing past the wound because that just causes more skin breakdown. So I was using my trauma shears all the time, or if you're just using just everything I can think of when I use my trauma shears all relates back to when I was doing wound care and I needed them all the time. So trauma shears are just important for actual trauma situations, but you're going to use them for so much else. Next one is a pen light, which typically you can get trauma shears and a pen light in a pack on Amazon. Your pen light you're going to use for neuro checks. I personally like the ones that have the pupil dilation on the side, so you can just kind of look and see and revert back to that, especially when you're doing neuro checks for the first time and learning and understanding what is normal and what is not. And just having it right there is just very helpful. My next one is a Sharpie. preferably the one that you can put on your badge reel, just so that you always have one readily available. This is kind of like the trauma shears in the sense that you're always going to need a Sharpie and you're never going to have one nearby. So having a Sharpie just near you, on you, you're going to help a ton of other nurses when they're going to be like, oh, I wish I had a Sharpie right now. You're going to be the nurse that has the Sharpie, or you're going to be the nursing student that has the Sharpie. You're going to need this for so many things. Going back to the wound changes, you're going to have to initial date, time, when you change that wound. If you're, for whatever reason, going through a surgical rotation and you're doing an ortho case, you're going to have to mark which leg. This won't necessarily fall on you, but like I said, maybe the surgeon is going to need a Sharpie to mark which leg they're going to be operating on. You're just going to need it in so many instances, and it's just helpful to have. Plus, it can't be removed. So for something like a wound change, it can't be smudged, it can't be marked. So that's not going away. Now, this next one was probably one of my best Amazon finds for nursing school, and it's template notebooks. So this is really important, or really helpful, when you get into the more advanced classes of nursing. So this is not really for like the nursing basics classes or like for A&P or anything like that. I guess it could be, but honestly, this helped when I got into the more difficult classes. So for example, the one that I used this for was med-surg, but I definitely think I could have also used this for pharmacology and for pediatrics as well. I think this would have been helpful, but it was most helpful for med-surg just because you're just learning so many different things and it's kind of hard to break them down and take a look at them. And especially in med-surg, you're learning so many opposites. Like, you're learning like dehydration and then like excess hydration, and trying to compare those two and know the differences. This template booklet helped me so much that I found on Amazon, and I'm kind of going to explain the outline of it to you guys. So at the top of the page, it has the disease. So for this instance, I'm going to say it was hypovolemia, which is dehydration. And then it has a box for the pathophysiology, and then it has the signs and symptoms. And these are like all in these organized boxes so you can clearly easily see it. So it has the signs and symptoms, then it has the risk factors, the nursing interventions, the medical management, the labs and diagnostic tests that you would run, the patient education, and then summary key point about whatever the disease is. I just felt when I was learning things like dehydration, there was just so much information, and just simply writing it out in a notebook was just not working for me. I needed to be able to see the breakdown of the different categories of what I had to learn. I needed to be able to see the signs and symptoms, and then I needed to be able to see what I needed to educate the patient on. I needed to see what labs I should be running or what labs I should suggest to the doctor, and this just broke it down for me in a way that worked for my brain. And honestly, this got me through med-surg. It helped me so much, and like I said, I think this would have also really helped with pediatrics as well as pharmacology. Pharmacology I studied in a different way, and I think I might do a whole episode on how I studied in nursing school and how I studied for the NCLEX in a different separate podcast episode. But this was a huge one for me. This helped me so much. So if you're struggling in one of the harder subjects of nursing school, I highly recommend this. It was a really easy way for me to break this down, write it out, especially for things like dehydration and excess hydration, and having the pages side by side to see, okay, if I see X, Y, and Z, this is what I'm going to think when I see it on the exam versus, or what are the differences between these two that really stick out to me and are going to help me memorize them. Super helpful, super affordable also on Amazon, and it just helped me break down my textbook and my lecture so much more. My next one is having a planner that is for school only, so it doesn't mix your everyday life with your school life. It's so essential to stay on top of things and know what's going on, especially in nursing school. Know when you're having exams, know when care plans are due, know when you're having clinical, or just what's going on. It's a lot of information, especially if you're in an accelerated program. So each month I would just go through and write my exam schedule, any big projects that were due, when my clinicals were, if there were any holidays that conflicted, and when the makeups were, any big assignments, anything like that, were for my school planner only. Along with that, I just had a master list of my exams just because I had so many exams. And it also just made me feel better to be able to check off the fact when another exam was done. So I always just kept a master list of all my exams for every term. And that just helps me mentally be able to see my exams and also just gave me the satisfaction of highlighting it when it was. And then I could take a look at my nursing school life and then plug in my actual life in my own personal planner, which there wasn't much to be doing outside of nursing school, but I could see when I could pick up work or when there was a week when I didn't have an exam, if I could pick up a little bit more work or when my big study times were, and just plug in my normal life. But having a separate planner for nursing school just helped me keep track of my assignments and everything I needed to do just so much better, especially where holidays came into play or if there was like a snow day and then we had a makeup day or something like that. It just kept me organized and simply focused on nursing school life, and that was it. Next one's pretty obvious, pretty simple, but claw clips. For my school's dress code at clinical, you had to have your hair up and off the collar. And if I put my hair in a ponytail, it is not off my collar. And there were instances where I didn't want to always be wearing my hair in a bun. So just having claw clips always was just super helpful for clinical when I had to follow that dress code. Super simple. You're going to use them all through nursing and just you're gonna want your hair out of your face anyways, believe me. So just having those is always nice. Super simple, essential, but honestly so needed at the same time. My next one is nursing school shoes. So your nursing school shoes are most likely gonna be different than the shoes you're gonna want when you're an actual nurse, just because you have to follow the dress code. And for majority of nursing schools that I know of, you have to have a closed-toed shoe that is water-resistant and also doesn't have any major logos on it that can be seen. I wish I could explain the logistics behind why having a Nike logo on your shoes makes you any different of a nursing student. I have no idea, but all I know is you have to follow dress code. So the shoes I wore in nursing school were the Croc clogs. And honestly, I had those because they were cheap and inexpensive. They're something solid with no logos, super durable, easy to clean. Now there is a new company. It's called Bells. They actually sent me their shoes to try, and this is not sponsored, but they were really comfortable. They're definitely perfect for nursing school because there's no visible logo on them. They have the look of like a, I don't want to say a clog. I feel like clog is giving like the old nursing school or just like what the older nurses wear. When I say clog, it's just like the style of the shoe, but it's not like the actual clogs. If you know what I'm talking about, if you know, you know. It's not that. It's just like a closed-toed shoe that isn't a sneaker. I don't know how else to explain it, and that's like the brand of or like the name style of the shoe from Crocs. Gail's kind of has a similar look. It's a little bit more fashionable, I guess, but same thing, you know, non-slip, very easy to clean. They're super comfortable, both pairs of shoes. The Crocs definitely take a hot minute to break into. I would say like a day or two, but once you do, they're super comfortable. And these are just perfect for nursing school. They fit within your dress code. They're durable. They'll last. They're easy to clean, which is like the most important part, and they're comfortable. So either the Crocs clog style or the Gales. Also, if an older experienced nurse that you're working with is wearing the actual like Danco clogs, just know that you and your patient are safe. If they're doing orientation for you, you're safe. You're going to learn everything you need to know in that orientation, because those women that wear those clogs, I trust them with my life. And every nurse that's listening to this will know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, there's memes about it. Like, when those nurses show up to your code, that patient is living. Like, you're good. Everyone's safe. Everyone in the room is safe. It's fine. They are knowledgeable, smart. It's something about those shoes that just screams, I have experience and I know what I'm doing. in a way that isn't mean and harsh, but genuinely, like, you're safe with those nurses. My next one is a small whiteboard. So this is probably one of my most used study tools. And honestly, I used it a lot for active recall. I also used it for repetition instances when I really needed to remember something for an exam, for example, insulin, or lab values, or just any kind of chart or number like memorization values or anything like that, or blood gases. If I needed to remember it and just write it over and over and over again, and instead of writing it over and over again in a notebook, I would write it on the whiteboard. I'd write it out, erase it, write it again, and you can just do that over and over again. And then you can write it and keep it up in your room and just constantly look at it and pass by it. And I swear it helps so much. When I was learning all those values, insulin, we had to know insulin like forward, backwards, side to side. We had to know insulin so well for one of my exams, for multiple exams actually, and then we had to know it so well for clinical, and you had to know them all, and the doses and the times and the duration and everything. So being able to memorize and write out that chart over and over and over again until I understood it and could just recall it off memory, because we were able to take like a blank sheet of paper at the beginning of one of our exams and write out the insulin chart, and being able to physically do that before the exam was so important. And my whiteboard was the best investment for being able to do that over and over and over again until I memorized it. This next one's kind of random, but honestly also very needed. It's having disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizer readily available in your car. You don't want to be bringing all your germs, and I think this was even more heightened at the time because COVID was a more prevalent thing at this time when we were at clinicals, and people didn't want to get sick because you didn't want to miss school and you didn't want to get your family sick. People would even have buckets of their, you know, COVID clothes or COVID scrubs and anything they wore that day, where they would just change and put all that stuff in a bucket in the back of their car and then like bring it into their house that way. So you can go about it that way if you really want. I don't really think that's super necessary anymore, but maybe you have someone that's compromised at home. You never know someone's situation, but having at least disinfectant wipes in your car is super helpful to just wipe down all your equipment and your shoes. Your shoes are like the biggest carrier of all your germs and nastiness that you're going to experience at clinicals. So just having like either a disinfectant spray or wipes to wipe down your pen light, trauma shears, stethoscope, shoes, whatever else, clipboard, whatever you have entering and exiting the hospital that you need to use on a day-to-day basis needs to be thoroughly cleaned at the end of your clinical. And hand sanitizer is an obvious one. I always have hand sanitizer in my car 24/7 just because I'm constantly using it. After I touch a gas pump, after I get my coffee, after I touch money for the tolls, like I cannot go about my day thinking about the fact that I just touch money and like eat something in my car. I mentally can't do it. So I have to have hand sanitizer in my car because I won't be able to function without it. So, and also just coming out of work, I always, you know, use hand sanitizer, wash my hands constantly, but it's just nice to have in your car as well. Going along with that, this wasn't even on my list, but now that I'm saying it over and over again, get a hand lotion or some, just any lotion. Keep it in your bag, in your car. Your hands are going to get so dry. I mean, so dry. You're going to be using so much hand sanitizer, washing your hands so much more, and your hands are just going to get dry. And just to protect them so you don't get little micro cuts on your hands, just use lotion. Don't use boiling hot water. They'll teach you this in school, but it's just keep your hands as clean as possible without damaging them. So also just keeping them as moisturized as you can in between all the hand washing and all the hand sanitizer. And then my last one is having a diffuser for studying. So even better than a candle. Yes, a candle is nice and cozy, but you can have certain essential oils going for when you're studying that help with focus and calmness and just decreasing your stress. Studying can be a long and taxing time, and it can also be stressful at times, and just having something going constantly that just is, you know, sending a little trigger to your brain to relax or take a deep breath. It smells good. It just makes the environment so much more pleasant to be studying in. And I loved and lived by my diffuser every time I studied, and also when I was just sleeping at night and needed to rest my head and calm down and not be thinking about a million other things. Diffuser was just so helpful, so I honestly recommend it for nursing school. Those are all my nursing school essentials. A little different, but not by much, for my actual nursing essentials, which might be a different video, but they're pretty similar. A lot of the things you use in nursing school, you're going to use in your nursing career, minus like the studying aspect of it, but you're still going to be learning as a new grad and usually be tested on things as a new grad. So your studying skills, you'll be learning the most at your job. It won't go away. But with that being said, those are just things that helped me really thrive and survive during nursing school that I would recommend to anyone going into it. And if you are going into nursing school, maybe next year, I'm so excited for you. We need good nurses and just good people in healthcare in general. So I encourage everyone that has the heart for nursing to just pursue it. With everything you have, try your absolute best and take tips from those who have done it before you, and honestly just enjoy and ride out the process the best you can. I think people love to scare people about nursing school, and obviously it's very intense, it's very hard, it's very taxing, but at the end of the day you get to do one of the most rewarding jobs ever, at least in my personal opinion. I love nursing. So I'm very passionate about it, still am, even though I've been through COVID, which was crazy. But I hope if you are going into nursing that this episode really helped you and kind of guided you into some of the things you will need most. And if you're not in nursing and you just listened for fun, I appreciate you. I hope you learned something about nursing school today. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode either way, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.